Okay, so let's begin then. We're thinking about Christmas humility. Let me just see. I think my phone has jammed up. So, oh no, there you go. I have prepared an absolutely awesome and amazing and brilliant sermon on humility, but I'm not going to preach it now because it's so good that I'm waiting for a bigger audience, okay? That was my little joke to start off with, and some of you laughed, which was great. So, we're going to think about humility from Philippians 2. Now, I wonder whether you guys like watching movies. If you do, you like watching films, then you're probably aware that there's all sorts of different genres of movie, different types of movie. There's action movies, there's comedy movies, there's thrillers, there's animations, there's romances, and so on. And I wonder whether you've ever watched a movie in the genre of rags to riches or zero to hero. Okay, so someone starts off a nobody and they become a somebody. They start off poor and weak, miserable and a failure. But as you go through the movie, they end up being strong and successful and powerful and rich, etc., etc. I wonder whether you've ever watched a movie like that. Well, I have something for you to discuss with the person next to you or nearest you. Can you think of any famous movies that are in the rags to riches genre? Okay? So just have a couple of minutes now. Discuss with the person next to you or nearest to you. Can you think of any movies that are in that rags to riches genre? Let's see what you thought. As this is an all-age service, I'm going to ask people from L zone and T zone first if they'd like to answer. Would anyone like to put their hand up and oh, there's a hand straight up there. You don't count, Ollie. Okay. What did you get, Elsa?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Yeah, I think that's a good one. Well done. Yeah, kind of a nobody. Became very powerful. All right. Anyone else? Anyone from L zone or T zone, first of all? Oh, there's one there. There you go. Well volunteered, Emily. Okay.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Absolutely. Charlie in his house with his four grandparents. Well, there's lots more, isn't there? And I'm sure if you searched up, you'd find them. And they're very popular. But it's very rare to find a movie where someone has deliberately chosen to go from riches to rags. A hero that's chosen to go to zero. Can you think of a movie where there's a millionaire and they've chosen to give away absolutely everything and become poor and live in a slum? There's not many of them around, are there? And it doesn't happen in real life very often, does it? Except with Jesus. Because that's what Jesus did. And Jesus actually did it. It wasn't a movie. It was a real life scenario. He was rich in heaven. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And yet, he became humble. As it says in our passage that we read earlier, he didn't hold on to being equal with God. He was willing to make himself nothing, to go from hero to zero. Quite astonishing, isn't it? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he created the universe. He chose to become a servant. He chose, although he was God, to become human, to be born human. And he voluntarily experienced the greatest humility of all. He went to the cross. He died the death of crucifixion. And that raises the question, doesn't it? Why? Why did Jesus do that? People don't normally do that if they have a choice. Why did he deliberately choose to do that? Well, the answer, the Christmas message is he did it for us. And I want to tell you this morning that he did it for you. He did it because he cares for you. He became one of us so that he could take the punishment that we deserve. Only a human could take the place of a human, take the punishment that human beings deserve. That's why he became human. But he stayed completely God whilst being completely human, because only God could take the eternal punishment that we deserve. Only God could do that. Only God could die for billions and billions of people and take the punishment that they deserve for their wrongdoing on them. Because let's be honest, we all have done wrong things. We've all broken God's laws. None of us can say, yep, I'm perfect, I've kept all of them. And therefore, God says he will punish us, but Jesus was willing to take the punishment we deserve because he loves us. Christmas is all about Jesus loving us so much, he became nothing. An outcast, a nobody who went to the cross because he cares for us so deeply, because he wants so much to save us. And I wonder, have you realised that that's what Christmas is about? It's easy to think Christmas is about presents and food and Amazon and busyness and relatives coming round. And there's nothing wrong with those things. There might be some things wrong with Amazon. But Christmas actually is about this. Jesus doing this for us. Going from hero to zero. From riches to rags. From a somebody to a nobody. So that he could take the punishment we deserve. Have you realised that Christmas is about that? Have you realised Jesus did that for you? Have you trusted in him for yourself personally? If you already are a Christian and you have trusted in Jesus, you have realised that that's what Christmas is about, then the Bible says that we must have the same mindset that Jesus had. In verse 5, the verse that comes before our reading says this: in your relationships with each other, have the same humble mindset as Christ Jesus. A mindset of humility is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is a call to Christians to be humble, to be reminded all over again that just as Jesus humbled himself, we should live humble lives. When Jesus came to earth, he didn't think, what's in it for me? He thought, what's in it for them? He didn't think, what can I do for me? He thought, what can I do for them? How can I serve them? Jesus was a somebody who became a nobody to save people and serve people like us. He showed and demonstrated an attitude of humility. But what is humility in real life? What does it actually mean to be humble for us day to day? Well, we're going to think about some examples of that. And I am very pleased to announce that I have managed to get a special celebrity guest to join us today. The number one tennis player in the world. He's won numerous Grand Slam tournaments. He's won Wimbledon 20 times. He's the greatest tennis player on the planet. Please, will you welcome to the stage Gregory Djokovic? So, Mr. Djokovic, Gregory, thank you so much for joining us. You've just been on tour. You've had a massively successful year. You've won the US Open, the Australian Open. You've won Wimbledon again. You've won pretty much everything there is to win. You're the greatest tennis player of all time. Tell us, how are you feeling?
Honestly, Jamie, it was easy. My opponent stood no chance. I mean, once they saw me on the other side of the net, should have just gone home. It was one swing and I knew I could beat all of them. You could bring all of them into one special superhuman tennis player and I would still win.
Now I wonder, is that an example of humility? Definitely not, is it? That's an example of the opposite of humility, of arrogance, of pride, of boasting. That's not an example of the mindset that Christians are supposed to have. So let's rewind, okay, and start again. We have here Gregory Djokovic. He's won everything that there is to win. He's just been on a world tour. He's won the US Open, the Australian Open. He's won Wimbledon. Gregory, can you tell us how you're feeling?
I mean, I've got all these achievements, but it wasn't just me. I've got my parents to thank, all my family. I could not have done it without my coach. I mean, honestly, he gave me skills, tips, that without those things, I've never in a million years I could have won. It was all thanks to the people surrounding me and supporting me, and I give my thanks to them every day, because without them, I would not be up here today.
Oh, well done. Thank you, Gregory. Go take a seat. And that is an example of humility, isn't it? We may have achieved things. Humility isn't pretending we haven't achieved things, but it's acknowledging the other people in our life who've supported us and helped us and been around us and trained us and coached us or whatever it is. So for you, what might humility look like? Maybe you're really good at tennis or badminton or another sport. Humility is when you win, saying, thank you, God, for giving me these gifts. Thank you for the people who trained me and coached me and supported me, for the team who's surrounding me. That's an example of humility. I think in our lives, humility is when we thank people in general for the support they give us and the help they give us, isn't it? Humility is when we don't always try to be a somebody to get the likes, to be an influencer, to be the most popular at school, to be the centre of attention. So when we're not aiming for that, but we're just content to be in the background and to quietly help people and serve people and love people in practical ways. That's humility. Another way we can show humility is by admitting our mistakes. Pride is saying, that wasn't me, I didn't make a mistake. Humility is saying, actually, I messed up. That's how we can be humble. Humility is by not showing off, even if we achieve something. Humility is learning how to deal with success in a right way, isn't it? And humility also is by putting others first. So maybe this Advent or this Christmas, we can think, how can we put others first? Maybe I could offer to help my parents with something at home. Maybe I could let my younger brother or sister have the last chocolate or the last cake or treat or whatever it is. Perhaps I could take a Christmas gift to my neighbour if they're lonely. Just show them some love this Christmas. So how about you? This Advent, this Christmas time, how will you have an attitude, a mindset of humility? Let's just take a couple of moments of quiet to think about that, and then Callum and the group will finish us off.